All right, so the news at the top of the hour surrounding Nebraska football. Can I go back to something I just brought up before we went to break about Aaron Rodgers and drama?
Yeah.
Last time Nebraska football was drama-free.
Oh.
Attracted to drama. You know, there's a lot of times you create your own drama by things you say or your actions. But Luke McCaffrey, Will Farniok, Cade Warner, all are in the transfer portal. So how did we get to Luke McCaffrey leaving Nebraska football when he was dubbed the future? Was that truly believed or something that was floated out there that Luke McCaffrey would hear and go, oh. Do people know where they stand? You would hope so, that everybody knows where they stand on a day-to-day basis in Nebraska's football program. Even assistant coaches. If they don't, got to fix that. Got to be real. Real talk or no talk. But probably trying to make a decision on Luke McCaffrey as a quarterback in Nebraska was hastened by Adrian Martinez's struggles last year. Remember, let's walk this back real quick before we get to Tony and Nebraska Ball Mike and more of your calls at 951-1620. You go Adrian's first year. Between 18 and 19, this is it. That position is taken care of. Let's work on the rest. And then that position all of a sudden was not taken care of. But while you made the transition from freshman to sophomore, thinking that things you saw as a freshman were going to take the next step up, you brought Noah Vedral in, and you recruited Luke McCaffrey. Thinking, all right, Noah Vedral is a great safety valve. Guy we're familiar with, knows our system. If Adrian goes down or struggles, we got a backup. But we don't think Adrian's going to struggle. Adrian's going to be fine. Still worry about the injuries, but shouldn't have trouble playing the game of football where we've got to make a decision on a change. Well, he gets hurt. And now you got to go, okay, Vedral, McCaffrey. Made it through 2019. Thank you, Luke McCaffrey. You helped us out a little bit. You know, we you were gadget guy. 20, ooh, we're going to be fine. Back to Adrian Martinez, but Vedral is gone. Okay. If Adrian Martinez is good, we're not really going to have to worry about the backup, so we can buy ourselves a little bit more time. And then all of a sudden, that didn't work out. And Luke McCaffrey got more into the mix probably sooner than you anticipated because you had not developed him into the quarterback that you wanted. And so you essentially had an athlete out there playing quarterback. Who I'm starting to, in my head, just going over the scenario where you go from calling him the future to all of the rumors that happened in the last 2 weeks about him not returning. Was it the discussion, the Frank? I hope it was for the benefit of Frost with the PR. I hope it was a Frank discussion. Hey, we don't see you as a full-time starting quarterback. We see you as a valuable member of our program in doing these different roles. And if that's the case, and Luke said, nope, I want to be a Division I quarterback, what else are you going to do? There you go. You know where you stand in the program. And then both sides can move on. But probably Luke McCaffrey playing at Nebraska was fast-forwarded before Nebraska was ready to have Luke McCaffrey playing at quarterback. But that's also on Nebraska in that quarterback room in your development. Get what I'm saying. In that quarterback room now has just three scholarship players. Here is Tony. Tony, good morning. Welcome to the Gary Sharp Show.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, hey, a couple things real quick. I'm not sure Smothers is the next heir apparent. You know, Harbor comes from basically Frost's hometown, 6'5". You know, doesn't have the wheels that Smothers does. But I think he's rooming with Fedoni. I mean, Fedoni could be a Kelce-type player, Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a real game changer, number one tight end recruit out there. So if they're trying to get chemistry developed with him, you might be seeing Harburg. If you see Martinez this year or next year, they obviously don't care about winning at this point. You have to go with Smothers or Harburg. I mean, that's clear. All right, that's all I got. Thanks, bye.
Before Tony hung up, I was going to ask, who do you feel better with in the current situation that will develop? Adrian Martinez is your starting quarterback for 2021.
Period.
Unless we were sold a bunch of BS the other day. Mm-hmm. You don't say, I'm going to spend time with Adrian and help him if you have not pushed all of your chips to the table on him to do whatever you can to make him into the quarterback that you need. And then transition to somebody else. Now, I think Harburg is a... There's some interesting metrics there in his size, but he's a ways away from playing football. He is a ways away from playing football, in my opinion. And he wasn't the best quarterback in the state this year. That guy's going to North Dakota State. So if he's on the field in 2021, I think it's more likely because you have had a wrath of injuries. Instead of he has shown up and he is better than anybody else. And then if that's the case, then we have all kinds of discussions. But Adrian Martinez is going to start against Illinois. Adrian Martinez is going to start against Buffalo. Adrian Martinez is going to start against Oklahoma. The head coach and Adrian Martinez are attached at the hip. If two fails, the guy that's on his hip fails. But if two succeeds, the guy on his hip succeeds. But with that said, this spring is all about Logan Smothers. Some emails into the Equitable Bank inbox. Chris says, Will Farniak is one of the three that has announced that he's transferring today. Chris says, can't blame that kid either. When you know you are better than the guy the coaches have given the job to, well, that's a gots-to-go situation. I think Will thought, and there were his line mates, thought that he outperformed Cam Jurgens going into last year. John says, why would Frost tell a player that he will be put in a position to succeed and make other teams scheme against him? Frost said that getting rid of a player of his size would make the team better. Yeah, there's going to be things after this news has come out, and especially the reporters that sat down with the head coach on Friday asked specifically about Luke McCaffrey. And at the time, I think Frost knew what was up, but talked about Luke. Because you're not going to win that PR battle if you throw a kid under the bus nowadays. It comes back to bite you. I just probably our talking season maybe should, we should maybe not have talking season for a little bit. Or if you're going to talk, everything is real. No fluff, everything's real. Here is Jameson. Hello, Jameson.
Hey, Gary.
J-Man, it's been a while.
I know. Okay, so we lost, you know, McCaffrey and Warner today, and of course we lost Waddle Robinson and Tedrick Mills. All these guys were critical guys, offensive guys last year. So I'm going to ask, is this a demo of Coach Frost, or is this the Husker football program going to be in this consistent rut of struggling from now on?
Well, it all comes back to development, Jameson.
Does it also come back to development also when a guy is outperforming a guy?
Well,
he's not put ahead of the guy, like the Martinez McCaffrey situation that we've seen the last couple years here as well.
So are you saying that McCaffrey was better than Martinez this year?
It just seemed like sometimes in the games it seemed like McCaffrey performed better. And, you know, times where watching other people, you know, around me, thought Martinez got more opportunities than McCaffrey did.
I think they gave McCaffrey plenty of opportunities this year. And you're basing it, Jameson, off of the offense felt like it was more efficient early on in the season with Luke at quarterback, or even last year, right?
Correct.
Okay. And that's valid. It felt like the offense was moving at a pace that Nebraska needs to move at. But then as you got past the, okay, here's a changeup. We're bringing Luke McCaffrey into the game. He's going to be the man. You know, it's sometimes it's easier to be the backup than to be the main guy. Teams that you're playing against know about you and they have film on you and how do they adjust? And that's what happened this year to Luke McCaffrey. And it didn't appear that he adjusted and Nebraska went back to Adrian Martinez and there was really nothing Adrian did at the second half of the season, Jameson, that would have allowed McCaffrey to get back on the field.
Okay.
So I think what happened with Luke, and this can be on Luke, this can be on the development, is teams got tape on him, and you went from being the backup to the main guy where plays are called differently for you, you start the game. It's much different. We said that, boy, you got to be careful when you spell the man instead of being the man. Can you make that transition? And Luke did not appear to be able to make that transition. But with that said, was there still a spot for him in this program, in this offense, on a down-to-down basis that he could benefit you, just not under center?
I understand. It just feels like, you know, we're losing these guys. It just feels like kind of consistent routine. You get to hear when we see these guys that are big-time impact players for the program leave, and it just seems like it's kind of a consistent rut situation there, Gary, where we're not going anywhere forward or backwards.
Well, got to fix that in 21. And,
for sure.
Yep, and you know what? This puts the onus on you with that position. You've got to get the guy that's the most veteran. You've got to get him back to where you need him to be, and then you've got to coach up his backup and let him have opportunities to grow in Logan Smothers.
All right, I appreciate it, Gary.
Hey, Jameson, thanks for the call. Let's get to Nebraska Ball Mike, who has been holding. Mike?
Didn't I ask about this in September?
About McCaffrey?
Yes, I did.
About him leaving?
Yes, I did. We've had three coaches. The last three coaches we've had have outthought the room. Not only on McCaffrey, not only on Martinez. They thought he outthought the room on Juergens, too. You don't bring the best tight end in the state in and move him. There was no reason to do that, was there? My question, the question I called in, wanted to call in on, is this.
Well, hold on. Let me go back here. Who was the best quarterback Nebraska had in 2020, Mike?
You want to go back? He's screwing up other positions, too.
So you're.
It's not just the quarterback.
Well, let's focus on the quarterback.
Right now, you have a head case at quarterback. And you're letting an athlete walk. And if the athlete walks and goes to Michigan and kicks your butt for the next 2 years, how do you look?
Well, I doubt that he would go to Michigan where his brother
you
just
really
left.
You think he's not going to follow his brother?
No. Well, his brother Dylan was at Michigan, but is also in the portal.
Where's he at now? Oh, he's leaving too.
Yeah, he's still in the portal. You know what? You know what might be beneficial is if Luke goes home and plays for his dad at Northern Colorado. That might be a great scenario for him to play for his dad once again, now that his dad is coaching in college.
Okay, can we get to the question I wanted to ask?
Yeah.
If you're Green Bay and you heard Aaron Rodgers for the last 2 years talk about this and talk about this like he wants to leave, and do you call Houston and say we'll trade straight up?
George?
He said no.
No,
absolutely not.
No, I think Aaron Rodgers needs to play in Green Bay. I think Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay will not have a split.
I don't know about
Do you
that.
Think no, Mike? Do you think number? You think Green Bay wants Aaron Rodgers to leave right now?
No, but if you're going to be a drama queen and we got you for 3 years, what would you rather have, Deshaun Watson for six or Aaron Rodgers for three?
Well, I don't know that Deshaun Watson would come to Green Bay. I think the quarterback that gives you the best opportunity to win right now is the quarterback that you have that wears number 12. Let him make a mention that he's looking for a new contract to close out as a Packer, even though when you draft a quarterback in the first round and he doesn't play, that clock is ticking and it's getting real loud. You let him sit out for about a month, relax, think back on the season, and then you check back with him, because Green Bay's best chance to win is the guy that's going to win the MVP this year.
Okay.
All right.
I thought about that this morning. I'm going, there's one option, but I don't want to see him in the NFC anywhere, because he's just going to come back and kick our tails in. I don't want to see that.
Well, let's you know what? Even Brett Favre, who says some crazy things, and you hope that Aaron Rodgers doesn't follow his path. Brett Favre said the Packers and Rodgers would be smart to stay together. I see them staying together. But Aaron does have a little pull here. If he doesn't want to play in Green Bay, then Green Bay's got to do something, because they're not going to have Rodgers on their roster and transition to Jordan Love. But
no, they're not.
Their best option is keep 12.
If they do make the call to Houston, they get rid of Jordan Love too.
Well,
I think
you
can't.
Well, Jordan Love's going to stay in Green Bay. Will he ever start a quarterback? Who knows? That would be one of the worst draft picks. But number 12 will be back in Green Bay next year.
Hope you're right.
All right, Mike, thank you. I went back and listened to number 12 speak after the game. He knows the clock is ticking on his career. He knows he's only got one Super Bowl. That's four straight losses in the NFC Championship game. He just lost to a guy that's 43. He's playing a guy in the Super Bowl that's 25. There's other young quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls. I think Aaron Rodgers just wants another one. And in that moment when you had the best opportunity, where you are the number one seed, you play one less game, you're playing at home, you felt in that game you were the better team but did not capitalize on some things, those emotions come out when you're sitting right there in front of a computer screen and people are asking you questions.
Yep.
Take a month and a half off, take a deep breath. Green Bay not going to be kicking Aaron Rodgers out the door. That would be ludicrous. Their best option to win is by keeping number 12 under center. I don't think they redo a contract, though. I think the contract is what it is. But this is something that happens every year, doesn't it, George? Aaron Rodgers kicks the tires, gets the dust up in the air, and hopes that Green Bay does something to help him.
Yeah, every year.
Because the window for Aaron Rodgers to get another Super Bowl is closing.
Yeah. Whew.
He was just kind of very retrospective, I thought, sitting there. But he'll be back in Green Bay. If he's not in Green Bay, I'd be very concerned if I was the Packers.
I'm not going to make that joke.
Let's get Nick in here before the break. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Long time listener, first time caller here.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, I just get tired of hearing people bad-mouthing Martinez all the time. Obviously this is a team game, not one player that's causing all the issues. We've got inconsistent line. We don't have targets that he can throw to, inconsistent running back. The guy has his fair share of issues. He turns the ball over a lot. But, he threw 71% completion percentage this year. The guy can throw.
Mm-hmm.
McCaffrey could run the ball, but I think we all saw he really couldn't throw very well. So, it's just frustrating for me that everybody wants to put it on one guy. I think Martinez has what it takes. He just needs to get there.
That's true. And, Nick, he's Nebraska's best option for 2021.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, You don't know what version you're going to get of him.
Right.
Are you going to get what he did in the last four games? Can you cure the turnover issue? Because I think going into 21, he'll have the best group of wide receivers that he's had since he's been the quarterback. Now, he doesn't have a Stanley Morgan in that mix. He doesn't have a J.D. Spielman yet that we know of. But I think the depth of the wide receivers are the best that he's going to have going into 21. And we don't know if Frost is going to be more hands-on, what kind of an impact that has. But he's your best option for 21, and that's why I think he is, no controversy, he's your starter on day one.
Oh, I 100% agree. And, you know, this transfer portal, I think, has hurt a lot of guys. You see J.D. Spielman transferred, and I think he had 5 catches last year, where he probably would have had at least 40 this year with Nebraska, or last year with Nebraska if he had stayed. So, you know, these guys are leaving in the transfer portal, and, you know, sometimes I don't think it's always the best option for them.
Yep. Nick, thanks for the phone call. And just we talked about enough about Spielman. You know, not all transfers are created equal. J.D. was ready for a new address. Didn't work out at TCU. He battled some injuries. And there's somebody that transferred that probably benefited both programs, or benefited Nebraska and J.D. Spielman in having a little bit of a divorce. It's the what is Adrian Martinez? Can you get the Rutgers game every weekend for Adrian Martinez? Less turnovers, yes. But can you get the Adrian Martinez that played against Rutgers? Is that doable on a weekly basis? Or do you look at 21 with your veteran quarterback and say, we can sit up here and talk about how we're going to develop him, and we're going to work on some of the things that has ailed him the last 3 years? Or do you work on less turnovers and then put the onus on development of running backs? Offensive line gets better. Wide receivers get better. Who are you choosing? Are you choosing to develop your veteran quarterback and fix his ails, and then that'll fix everything? Or Adrian will be fixed if we develop running backs, cohesion on the offensive line, and our wide receivers and our tight ends are good. I mean, your tight end room is going to be fantastic. Your depth of wide receivers, unknown, about as good as you've had in 3 years. Does Adrian fix everything, or do the things around him fix Adrian? But whatever side you choose in that discussion, if the quarterback position isn't consistent, you got no shot. You got no shot. Look at the quarterbacks that you're going to go up against this year. I know, team sport. But how many times, especially the games that Nebraska's an underdog or a toss-up game, that if you don't win the head-to-head from your quarterback to their quarterback, how many of those times happen? And how many times it shows that you're not going to win the football game? So they're either saying, let's develop the quarterback, let's fix what we've seen has ailed him for 3 years, or let's move Adrian along, live with his deficiencies, but man, let's get our running backs coached up. Let's get that offensive line. Let's get wide receivers that can stretch the field, that can catch the ball, run the right routes, block tight ends that can still do their thing that they did last year, and we're going to be fine. And all of that stuff can overcome what we've known for Adrian over the last couple of years. I think they will work, and I think just because I think Scott, in his interest in Adrian, will work to make Adrian the version of what you saw in 18 and possibly what you saw on that Friday night in New Jersey back in December. 11:48. Matt Lothrop, Robin Washut, Tom Chattel. All still to come on this Tuesday edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone. 951-1620. We'll get to some emails and some tweets on this discussion over the last hour. Luke McCaffrey, Will Farniok, Cade Warner, all into the transfer portal as Nebraska began winter conditioning yesterday and the start of school, albeit in a record snowstorm in Lincoln. We're back with more of the show after this.